You might be ready for cold and flu season, but are your kids? Infants and young children have a good chance of getting the flu. Check for fevers with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Here's Bob and Sherry.
And it is time now for the People's Movie Critic, and I'm really looking forward to this review. Lamar went to see Joker, starring Joaquin Phoenix. Hey, Lamar.
You know, I don't know what in the world I was expecting, but this was not it. Joaquin Phoenix, now I think he's a really, really weird dude, but at the same time, he's an unbelievably talented actor. And he uses every ounce of that talent, along with all the weirdness he's ever had, to play this role. Phoenix plays Arthur Fleck. He's a guy who lives with his mother, and he's been in many different mental institutions over the years. So he sees a social worker once a month and sits down and gets interviewed. And he has a job as a clown who is hired to do parties and then to stand outside of stores with those signs that says sale or going out of business or that kind of thing. And he has a lot of stuff going on, and it's very hard to tell if you're watching what is actually going on in reality or what he's living in his mind. Because you'll be watching the movie, and it looks like he's doing something sort of normal, but then you realize that's not really what he's doing. That's in his mind what he should be doing or what would be normal. So this really sort of keeps you moving around. And his mother has told him that he was put on this earth to bring joy and happiness to other people. So he wants to be a stand-up comedian, and he keeps a journal with jokes along with all kinds of bizarre scribblings in the journal. And he suffers from a condition that makes him erupt into fits of laughter at the most inopportune times. And it happens so often, and it's always in a bad situation. He has a card that he hands to people explaining his condition. Now, his idol is a late night talk show host named Murray, who's played by Robert De Niro. And he watches the show every night, and he imagines himself on the show being called over to sit on the couch and all this kind of stuff. He's got so much going on in his head that you cannot keep up with it. But the one thing in this whole movie that is constant is Phoenix. He's on the screen all of the time. His performance is so eerie, so uncomfortable, but so compelling that you cannot look away from the screen. And when he finally kills someone, he makes that final step over into the total madness, and then the movie gets even crazier. Now, everybody calm down. That is not a spoiler about him killing somebody. You walk into this movie knowing he's not going to be helping old ladies crossing the street, feeding stray cats, or saving the whales, okay?
Exactly.
He's the Joker, for right. goodness sakes. He's not here to do away with straws. He's here to create mayhem, okay? So he is, but it's just bizarre watching the transformation, how this happens. And the movie's just a little bit over 2 hours. It's rated R for bloody violence.
Now I gotta stop
sorry,
you here.
Lamar, we're giggling about the straws.
On behalf of the don't use straws community, of which I'm president, I appreciate that you're not tying me to mayhem. That was great.
You know what's kind of funny about this when I saw the casting? Robert De Niro, in a movie called The King of Comedy, played a similar kind of character who
You're
was
right.
obsessed
yeah.
with Jerry Lewis, who
Rupert
was...
Pupkin.
Right. That's yeah. right.
You're right.
Exactly.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And the movie's a little bit over 2 hours. Like I say, it's rated R, bloody violence, disturbing behavior, language. This might be about a comic book character, but it's not a comic book movie. This is dark. It's humorless. It's a trip into mental illness that you see from a side that you don't normally see in movies, and what it can lead to if the proper help, is not provided. Trust me here. There is no enjoyment whatsoever in these 2 hours. Now, that's not to say it's not a good movie. No, I'm not saying that. But the movie does exactly what it set out to do. But they could not have picked a better person to play this Joker. This is not Cesar Romero Joker. This is not Jack Nicholson Joker. This is not even, God rest his soul, Heath Ledger's Joker. Although, I think Heath Ledger played the Joker as dark as can be done and still be in a Batman comic book movie. Joaquin Phoenix gives us a Joker that is haunting, and it's just so uncomfortable to watch. And he lost over 50 pounds to play this role, which made him look even more bizarre, which added to the role. Now, this is a weird review for me, because this is one I have to say. This is a great piece of cinematic art that I did not enjoy watching.
I'm surprised that you say that, because it sounds like that you were really moved by
riveted,
this.
Yeah.
And riveted.
Yes, but I didn't enjoy it. I mean, it was just, ooh. Joaquin Phoenix should get an Oscar for a performance that I cannot wait to get out of my head, okay? I got to get this out of my head. So, listen, go see it if you want to, but don't blame me for how you feel afterwards, because this will stay with you, man. It really will. My score is 5 Budweisers based on Joaquin Phoenix's performance in the feel-bad movie of the year.
I wish I had that line. Hey, don't marry me unless you want to, but don't blame me for how you feel later.
Genius, right?
Genius.
Uncover myself. Hey, Bob, you think you wish you'd have said that line? There's probably some people wish they'd have heard that line.
I know. Tell me about it.
So 5 Buds, that's 3 for 3. You have really been on a tear with some movies, People's Movie Critic.
Give me something simple this coming week. I cannot take all this angst. It's just killing me.
I know that you have some more thoughts you want to share about Joker, so we'll pause here and come back with Lamar, the People's Movie Critic. 5 Buds for the feel-bad movie of the year. Cinematic art. You're just not going to enjoy it. It's Bob and Sherry.